My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Our sports director, Jeff Hathorn, joins us right now, and we love Jeff. And Jeff, we say hello. Good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys.
Jeff, you just asked this question of our intrepid producer, Nicholas Harry Callis, off the air. What happens first, a Brandon Ayuk resolution or a Pirates victory? You care to make a prediction on that?
Oh, man. How about both? Can we get both to happen this week? I don't know. I don't know that there's still like the ultimate urgency for that Ayuk thing to get settled, although I'm sure both sides want to get it done. And man, it's just been rough. Rough. I mean, I knew this about Martin Perez. He was not happy when he was traded. And apparently he took that out on the field yesterday afternoon.
Well, do you think his mind may have changed now? I'd feel pretty good being in San Diego.
Yeah, having a chance.
Yeah, having a maybe even a good chance there. So we know Skeens goes tomorrow, Jeff. And so we'll probably talk about this, I'm sure, on tomorrow's show. But we were just kind of kicking this around off the air. Do you think that they're going to shut Skeens down at any point?
Listen, assuming that it keeps going the same way, and I think we're in that boat right now. I don't see why you would. Why would you push him to a level where you're a little uncomfortable? So yeah, I do think at some point they will, and I think it's the right move if they have any concerns about, if they worry at all in their mind, like, hey, should we? Then just shut them down. Don't worry about it. I don't want them to shut it down now. I don't want it to be. In the next couple of starts, but I think when they get to that level where they think, okay, this is where we're comfortable with him for his first year, yes, as much as it would help the gate and there would be still interest in him pitching, look for his long-term future, because unfortunately this year is not going to be what they had hoped.
Jeff, do you think that we see Russell Wilson on Saturday against the Bills? And if we do, how much do you think he will play?
You know, I thought he would, and Tomlin kind of ducked that question, and he's going to talk to us after practice today. But and Russ was kind of like, well, it's up to the coaches. I really don't need. So while I thought going into the week we would, I'm not so sure now. And he was kind of playing that, hey, if I don't get it in the preseason, I've been through this. I'm getting the work I need. I would think we would see him at least in some action just because he hasn't done it in a game situation. I just don't know yet about Saturday. Tom might be vague about it. We may not know until the game starts if he gets in there. If he gets in there, it'll probably only be a series or two.
Hello, Jeff. It's Pat.
Hello, Jeff. It's Pat. How are you?
False start, 5-yard penalty. Pat. First and 15.
You're at the Ron Cook mic.
Yeah. Well, I'm just paying my respects. Crowley says blue Gatorade means Ayuk staying with the 49ers. Do you think this is done? He's staying in San Francisco, or is there still a heartbeat here?
I think the whole time there's been a heartbeat, and the Steelers have just been very calm about it. Like, here is our deal, here is our offer, and I think they go into it, which is the way that you negotiate best, with we could say no, and I think that's kind of where they're at right now is that they could say no, but they're keeping those lines of communication open. Listen, in these things, as we've been finding out, there's a lot of times where just misinformation is thrown out there just to get a feel, to get to try to get another offer. I mean, it's we won't know until the end, but I don't think it's, I mean, it's not over till he signs there. Just because he showed up, drank blue Gatorade and put on a Niners shirt, I mean, that was amazing listening to that
whole so good
description of everything that happened.
Speaking of heartbeats, heart disease kills one person every 33 seconds. Schedule your heart screening at UPMC today. Jeff, you wrote about George Pickens on 93.7thefan.com, and while I am not a big believer in this receiving core without Brandon Ayuk, I am starting to turn quite bullish on George Pickens. He really seems to be in love with this Arthur Smith system, doesn't he?
He does, and he's actually, you know, early in camp we saw the little dust up with Zach Azani, the new receivers coach. Zach hasn't changed how he's coaching, and I've kind of admired that George is, I mean, Zach continues with this, he's a high effort, man. He's moving. Probably guys like a lot you see from Cade Bell, probably not quite to that intensity, but like he's always going. Like yesterday, they have a new receiver. Like he gets in the huddle with him, and he basically holds his hand and runs out to the place that he wanted him to be in the offense. And George has handled that seemingly well. And here's another thing. George continues to make those one-handed catches and wow the crowds. But I think what's different with him this year is he'll make some of those plays that aren't on the sideline, and then he just takes the ball and turns upfield. There's no like, hey, this is a great catch. It's like, okay, I made the catch. Now I need to finish the play. I do think there's some another level to his game that maybe we're going to see this year, and I think he's handled all the IU questions and this stuff. Like there's been no social media. There's been no pouting. There's been no, what about this guy? I think he's focused in on his team, and we'll see if he has that first game where he doesn't get targeted or things don't go well. But in camp, he seems like a more mature guy that's ready to take it to another level.
Just excellent stuff, Jeff. Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thank you very much. Let's react to some of that coming up. Jeff, we'll talk to you soon, buddy. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Thank you, Jeff. Carl.
Jeff is the man. Check out that piece on 93.7thefan.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.